This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joins us every Wednesday, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. What's up?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. We'll start with Kevin Willard's Hoops crew. 4-1 on the year. Yeah, frustrating loss to Marquette this past Friday, but a spirited game, no doubt about it. Derek Queen showing off in front of a top 15 team. By the way, Marquette beat Purdue handily last night. Crowd was out of control, Damon. So when we talk about Maryland lineage basketball-wise, and we get into it, you and I, when we get on here during basketball season, did we kind of get a glimpse of what the sleeping giant that Maryland Hoops is and can be?
Well, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. I like what I've seen so far. Obviously, don't like losing to Marquette. I don't believe in moral victories, but I like the way that we fought. I like the way that we played. I think we understand that Marquette is a very, very good basketball team. They can space the floor. All of their players can shoot from the outside. They've got a good coach. And we had a chance there at the end of the game. Our kids kept fighting, and we saw a great performance by Derek Queen, Jacoby Gillespie, and we had other players that stepped up. Rodney Rice continues to do some really good things for us as well. So I like the pieces that we've added. I feel good about the opportunities ahead of us, and we just got to continue to build from here. And we had a good win last night, but this game against Villanova is significant as we continue to try to pad our resume and move forward.
Yeah, neutral site game, New Jersey, or Brooklyn, rather, coming up against Villanova 1 o'clock on Sunday. But 7 players in double figures. And as we look for what the strength, Damon, of this team could be, the balanced scoring at least sticks out a little bit early. I mean, yeah, you'd like to have the one stud that just carries the team on his shoulders like Jameer Young did the last couple of years. But is it more beneficial to have a bunch of dudes that could beat you as opposed to just staring at one guy? And as Duke Vitale used to say, Kodak, man, just watching him do what he had to do and take pictures of it.
I'll take a balanced scoring team because when you just have one person, if that individual's off that night, then you're looking around to see who could pick up the slack. What we know is right now is that we have several guys that can score the basketball. I think we've got some guys who can shoot the three better. When you take a look at Jacoby and how he's shooting the three, and when you take a look at Rodney Rice, how he shoots the three ball, and then let's not forget that Derek Queen has been dynamic. His basketball IQ, his ability to pass and score the basketball. You got Selton Miguel, who's done some really, really good things for us. And I'll tell you, there's a guy that's going to come along that I think is going to be a really good player for us, and that's Malachi Palmer. So, you know, as we continue to move forward, I like how we have balanced scoring, and you still got Juju Reese, who's there for us. So I like our opportunity because of the balanced scoring.
You mentioned Villanova coming up this weekend. Syracuse looms as well. Maybe not the programs they were when they were winning national championships. But the Big Ten, it's interesting. But as we said, Purdue lost to Marquette. That Cam Jones is a stud, by the way, Damon, as you saw Friday night. How are things kind of situated for Kevin Willard moving into eventually conference play here?
You know what? I think what Kevin has done a good job of is mixing in his lineups and trying to figure out who plays well together. Because knowing when we get to that Big Ten schedule, it's going to be tough. Obviously, I watched a little bit of the Marquette-Purdue game last night because I was interested to see how Purdue would match up with Marquette. And you try to compare, okay, how did we look against Marquette in comparison to Purdue? Every game's different, but it gives you a little bit of a reference. So the Big Ten is challenging. I think we're going to be prepared for it more so this year with the type of team that we have. So I'm excited, but right now I'm just going to think about the one game in front of us, and that's Villanova, and we need to take care of business.
Hey, Damon, as the athletic director, when you look at the football program right now, what do you see?
You know, I right now this is by no means where I thought we would be, by no means where I want us to be, and I understand the frustration and the disappointment that our fan base has, because we're frustrated and disappointed too. So I want everyone to know that. But this team continues to fight. We've lost some games that I think that a lot of people, including myself, did not think we would lose this year. And we lost them in not so good a fashion. But we got to continue to figure this out. We've got to come up with some solutions. I know people are saying in their minds this year, in some people's minds, may be over. I just want our team to come out and continue to fight hard, and then we've got to fix the things that continue to ail us. And I'm not going to give up on this team and this program and our coaches, because my job right now is to help them figure out what we've got to do to get this thing where we want it to be, and I'm committed to doing that.
Have you seen, like, the development? Normally, good football teams get better as the season goes along, and they're playing their best football at the end of the season. Why not the Terps?
And that's something that we've got to take a hard look at. Believe me, I sit here, and I've been watching it, and I've said the same thing. Why haven't we actually gotten better as the year has progressed? And we've got to go back, and we've really got to evaluate that. There's some things that I think that we all see. I don't want to say anything definitively yet, because you have to take a hard look at it. But obviously, you can't make some of the mistakes that we've made. We're not a program that can turn the ball over. We're not a program that can have penalties. Those are the same things that we've been talking about for quite some time. And I know our fans are tired of hearing it. I know they're frustrated by it. But those things have got to be fixed just to give ourselves an opportunity to compete in this Big Ten. And then we also have to look at some other things as well. That's what you do when things aren't going well. You have to evaluate yourself. You have to take a hard look in the mirror and say, what am I missing? What are we missing? And what are we going to do to fix this? But before you say we're going to fix it, you have to identify what the problems are. And we've got to really take a hard look at ourselves, identify those problems, and come up with a concrete plan.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Damon, outside of football and men's basketball, a lot going on in College Park, like the Lady Terps, ranked highly and rightfully so. And then Sasha's got that soccer team doing some great things as usual.
Well, women's basketball is ranked number 11 in the country, off to a great start at 5-0. I like the fact that Brenda and her squad were able to go out and beat a very, very good Duke basketball team. But what I was looking at after that victory was, could we follow it up and take care of business against Syracuse, at Syracuse? And we did. So that tells you a lot about this team. This team has a lot of pieces, you guys. What Brenda did in the portal and what she brought in, this is a well-balanced team with people who can score it, people who can defend, people who can shoot it. I'm excited to see what the future holds this year for this basketball team. And you mentioned soccer. We had a tough go of it at the end of the year, but again, we're in the NCAA tournament. Tomorrow we'll start off that tournament with hosting LIU at Ludwig Field at 7 o'clock. So this is the 23rd time in 24 years that we made the NCAA tournament. That's a hell of a streak, and proud of Sasha and what he's done. Wrestling's off to 3-0 start. So I want to give a shout-out, though, to a young lady by the name of Rose Coates of our cross-country team. She qualified for the NCAA championships, thus she will be competing this Saturday at Wisconsin in the NCAA championships. And she's our first NCAA qualifier since 2018 in cross country. So really excited about her, and just got to keep grinding, you guys. Want to keep making sure that we do the things that are necessary to be successful.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.